Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish. And this week, possibly my favorite episode of the year. We do it every year around this time, the Willie Nelson Birthday Bash Extravaganza. And as luck would have it, on the first airing of this show on Tuesday, April 29th, it is actually the birthday of Willie Hugh Nelson. Born April 29th, 1933. He'll be 92 years old this year. Still touring. Still recording. Unstoppable. It's probably all the pot. But that's for another time. Willie Nelson, the only musician on this show. Now, we do a lot of birthday tributes on this show. Blues musicians, country musicians, all sorts of folks. Willie Nelson's the only one who gets an entire hour dedicated to his music. Singer, musician, songwriter, actor, author, activist, and my personal all-time favorite musician, Willie Nelson. And I decided not to fart around this year. This entire show is all songs written by Willie Nelson. He's written hundreds of them, some much more famous than others. And we're going to give you songs that I know you know, versions you probably don't know, including that one right there, Aretha Franklin's version of Nightlife, a song that Willie Nelson wrote, and it was first recorded and released by Paul Buskirk who, by the way, Willie sold the song to and now gets half writing credit. Released in 1960, and the guy playing guitar on Paul Buskirk's version was some guy named Hugh Nelson. That would be Willie. Ray Price was the first to have a hit with it in 1963. Aretha's version came in 1967, and it is the most soulful version of Nightlife you'll ever hear. One of the best versions you're going to hear of that tune. So let's go now into a lot of music written by Willie Nelson. We're going to try and cram in as much as possible in the next hour. How about a song that Willie, when he performs live, often mashes together with Nightlife, still to this day? And that's a track called Funny How Time Slips Away. Here's a version from Brenda Lee. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now. It was only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny how time slips away? How's your new love? I hope that she's doing fine. Heard you told her that you'd love her till the end of time. Now that's the same thing that you told me. Seems like just the other day. Oh, ain't it funny? Time slips away. I gotta go now. I guess I'll see you around. Don't know when though. I never know when I'll be back in town. But you just remember what I tell you. That in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away. Sometimes my mind should wander. crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new.
Me a while, we must all stick together. I've been too sick to pray, Lord. That's why we ain't talked in a while. It's been some of them days, Lord. I thought I was on my last mile. But I'm feeling okay, Lord. And I'm glad that I called you today. Never needed you more. I would have called you before, but I've been too sick to pray. Remember the family, Lord. I know they will remember you and all of their prayers, Lord. They talk to you just like I do. Well, I reckon that's all, Lord. That's all I can think of to say. And thank you, my friend. We'll be talking again if I'm not too sick to pray.
Side of the tracks, and that right there, the man himself, Willie Nelson, doing a track called Too Sick to Pray, and that comes off his album Spirit, released in 1996, and possibly my favorite Willie Nelson album from the 1990s. Just an absolutely gorgeous record, completely stripped down. This was during an era where there were a lot of producers trying to get their hands on Willie, and get it was like Nashville all over again, just overproduced albums. And then Willie just sat down with his sister Bobby, the late great Bobby Nelson on piano, the late great Johnny Gimbel on fiddle, and the late great Jody Payne on rhythm guitar, and of course Willie and his guitar Trigger, and that was it. And the entire album is just very, very stripped down, mostly acoustic, gorgeous stuff. Too Sick to Pray, song written by Willie Nelson. Before that, we gave you four tracks from Willie's early writing career, all done by four of the greatest female voices in country history. Kitty Wells doing her version of Hello Walls. I love the story of that song because Willie wrote Hello Walls, brought it to, you know, the company he was working for at the time, and everybody laughed at it. They started making fun of it. There was one guy in the room who really liked the song. And he bought it and recorded it. His name was Farron Young. He had a big hit with it in 1961. Kitty Wells' version would come a year later in 1962. And then later on, by the way, Farron Young would sell that song back to Willie Nelson so that he could retain the writing credit. So there you go. Before that, Crazy, of course, done originally by Patsy Cline. You've heard that version 85 million times, so I gave you the Dottie West version from 1964. 3 years after the Patsy Cline version. That Dottie West version might be my second favorite version of that tune, by the way. I think she crushes it. And Patsy Cline, by the way, for those who do not know, did not want to record Crazy. She didn't really like it when she heard it at first and had to be convinced. Well, it's a good thing somebody convinced her to record it, because now it's part of the lexicon of American music. Connie Smith before that, My Own Peculiar Way. A song that Willie Nelson wrote and was first recorded in 1965 by Perry Como, of all people, with the Anita Kerr Quartet. Willie would do his own version later in 65, and then Connie Smith would do her version in 1967. Before that, funny how time slips away. That's the Brenda Lee version from 1965, and that song was originally recorded by Billy Walker in 1961, another Willie Nelson tune that's had huge crossover into pop and R&B realm. But also 85 million country artists have recorded that song as well. So there you go. Willie, of course, is best known as an outlaw in the country music scene, one of the original outlaws. So why don't we do a block of some outlaws? We'll start with Jerry Jeff Walker. He's going to tell you to pick up the tempo. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
People are saying that time takes care of people like me. Say I'm living too fast, boy, and no, I can't last for much longer.
Your mind, you Not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to control you, like the other little children, you're gonna dream a dream or two, but be careful what you're dreaming. Soon your dreams will be dreaming you. Not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to console you when you go out to play this evening, play with fireflies till they're gone, then you'll rush to meet your lover, play with real fire till the dawn. Not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to know I love you, but it don't matter anyway. If I can't be there to console you,
that's all. We write what we live, and we live what we write. Is that wrong? If you think it is, Mr. Music Executive, why don't you write your own songs? And don't listen to mine. They might run you crazy. They might make you dwell on your feelings a moment too long. We're making you rich, and you were already lazy. So just lay on your ass and get richer, or write your own song.
Mr. Purified Country, don't you know what the whole thing's about? Is your head up your ass so far that you can't pull it out? The world's getting smaller and everyone in it belongs. And if you can't see that, Mr. Purified Country, why don't you just write your own song?
And don't listen to mine. They might run you crazy. They might make you dwell on your feelings a moment too long. We're making you rich, and you were already lazy. So just lay on your ass and get richer, or write your own song. So just lay on your ass and get richer, or write your own song.
Okay, it's ours.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and the man himself, Willie Nelson, and of course his longtime friend and partner in crime, Waylon Jennings. Write your own songs. That comes off their WW2 album, their second duet album released in 1982. Not as big an impact as the first duet album, obviously, but still had some great tunes on it, including that one right there, Write Your Own Songs, which was written by Willie. And one of the first songs I can remember hearing as a small child that had a curse word in it. Ass. There you go. Before that, three songs that all originally appeared on Willie Nelson's Phases and Stages album. They heard Waylon's version of It's Not Supposed to Be That Way, which he recorded for his This Time album in 1974, the same year Phases and Stages came out. And that album, This Time, was produced or co-produced by Willie Nelson and featured four songs that also appeared on the Phases and Stages record, including It's Not Supposed to Be That Way. Before that, we gave you a track called Pretend I Never Happened, which was originally recorded, believe it or not, by Waylon Jennings in 1972. Willie's version, of course, would be on Phases and Stages. Gary Stewart would do it in 1977. That's the version you heard right there. And before that, you heard Pick Up the Tempo, as done by Jerry Jeff Walker in 1975. And, of course, again, would appear on the Phases and Stages record the year prior. So there you go. All right, let's go now into couple of country legends who were friends of Willie's, admirers of his music, and they recorded this tune written by Willie. This is Merle Haggard and George Jones. It's Yesterday's Wine. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Miracles appear and strangest of places, fancy me finding you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Let me sit down and buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. This is a hangout of mine. I come here quite often to listen to music and to taste yesterday's wine.
Yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Aging with time. Like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're aging with time. Like yesterday's wine.
You give the appearance of one widely traveled. Lord, I bet you've seen things in your time.
Come sit down here with us
and tell us your story. If it's true, you like yesterday's wine.
Yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. We're aging with
while I'm missing you, those healing hands of time. And soon, soon they'll be dismissing you from this heart of mine. They'll lead me safely through the night, and I'll follow as though blind. My future tightly clutched within those hands of time. They let me close my eyes just then, those healing hands of time. And soon they'll let me sleep again, those healing hands of time. So already I've reached mountain peaks, and I've just begun to climb. I'll get over you by clinging to those healing hands of time. Yes, I'll get over you by clinging to those healing hands of time.
If you can't say you love me, say you each time you help me tie right when you love me only, but wrong when you held another time. So before you go away and leave me lonely, if you can't do the right, it's too late to say your heart is filled with sorrow. You can't undo what's done. Why do you try? So before you go away and leave me lonely, if you can't
not you. not for you. She's not for you. She's not for you.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing. Hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up. And your fever down. I knew someday that you would fly. Love to be found. So leave me if you need to. I will still remember Angel.
Side of the tracks, and there you go, the man himself, Willie Nelson, Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground. Now that version right there, the studio version, was recorded in 1979 but would not be released until Willie Nelson's Greatest Hits and Some That Will Be in 1981. The actual first release of that song is a live version that appeared on the Honeysuckle Rose movie soundtrack from 1980. Before that, a track called She's Not For You, which Willie originally recorded in 1965. We gave you the Mark Lanegan version, of course, of Screaming Trees and many other bands' fame. Mark Lanegan was part of a Willie Nelson tribute album called Twisted Willie in 1996. And that's by far the best song on that tribute record, is Mark Lanegan's version of She's Not For You. Before that, we gave you a track called Undo the Right. Willie Nelson released that song in 1962. Johnny Bush would do it in 1968. Probably the most well-known of all the covers that you're going to hear on this episode. Before that, Healing Hands of Time, which Willie Nelson wrote and released in 1965. We gave you the Jim Ed Brown version, formerly of The Browns, from 1969. And starting off the block, Yesterday's Wine, one of my favorite Willie Nelson tunes. He originally recorded that in 1971 for the album of the same name. We gave you the Merle Haggard and George Jones version from 1982. The Hag and the Possum had a big hit with that in 1982. Willie Nelson, born April 29th, 1933, 92 years young this year. We're going to finish it off. I have spoken already about the Phases and Stages album, how it is one of my favorite albums of all time. I think one of the greatest country records ever made. And we're going to give you a track off it right now, which is one of my favorite Willie Nelson songs of all time. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the track. This is Willie Nelson, and we're walking.
Phases and stages, circles and cycles, and scenes that we've all seen before. Let me tell you some more. Considering the whole situation, and I stand with my back to the wall, walking is better than running away, and crawling ain't no good. If guilt is the question, the truth is the answer, and I've been lying to me all along. There ain't nothing worth saving except the one another, and before you wake up, I'll be gone. 'Cause after carefully considering the whole situation, and I stand with my back to the wall, walking is better than running away, and crawling ain't no good at all. Thank you. situation, and I stand with my back to the wall. Walking is better than running away, and crawling ain't no good at all, and crawling ain't no good.